baby. Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go
down, down, down.
You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now.
We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot.
Better make your ass come on top.
I'ma see to work. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Come in your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sand City Radio. This is your boy Cash, chilling as usual. Got my man Foster Time with me. Foster Time, what's good with you, dog?
What's cracking, dog?
Chillin', 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 butter, what's happening?
What's going on tonight?
Chillin', chillin', chillin'. Janine, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Real man, coming your life and all. Shut it down!
How everybody doing now?
Oh,
I'm good.
I'm making my cocktail. Making my cocktail for tonight.
I sound like you're hitting one. I like coughing.
Yeah, I'm coughing.
Yeah, I know. All right, y'all. Check this out. You know, I got to say this before we even get started. We got a show coming on tomorrow, and I do believe that it's going to be very, very controversial. It's with Stacey, Big Game, Brookshire. Anybody know him knows that he got a lot of stories to tell. So with that being said, we need y'all to tune in tomorrow. Make sure that y'all on that, because it's going to be something spectacular. But now, as my man said, let's just jump into this. I seen something today, and it kind of threw me. I mean, I ain't going to say it kind of threw me. It just kind of, like, made me sit back and think. And it said a white woman is bred to nurture and take care of her family or take care of her man. And it said a black woman is designed to survive without one.
Wow.
Like,
really?
Ladies. I want to know, do y'all feel there's any truth to that? I mean, now, before y'all answer this, I'm going to just put mine out there. I'm going to say yeah, simply because if you look back in time, you got to look at the things that happened. Like, as slaves, the men was always taken away from the families. You know, they were always taken away. Now, we fast forward. But 400 plus years, and we all know that racial equality hasn't happened yet. I'm not gonna say never, but as of now, or even back then, the past 40, 50, 60 years ago, we've never been looked at as racially equal. So, I guess the welfare thing came in, the welfare system. But now it states, I will give you this certain amount of money, but he can't be there.
Well, let me stop you right there, man, and give you a fact. It's more white people welfare than black people.
Okay, maybe it
That's
is.
A fact.
Okay, now, the fact is this. How many, I mean, is the white people broke? Is the homes broken?
That I don't know. I'm pretty sure they are.
Well, how do you know that?
It's just like this, man. Welfare is welfare. Most women, most families, I'm going to say families, not women. Most families that's on welfare, is not a man in the house anyway. If it is, he likes to live
in boyfriend. I mean, you know, that's something, okay, my thing is this. That's not a fact. That's something that you're thinking. We really don't know.
No, that's,
but now, no, I mean, you really don't know. You don't, I mean, you really can't say, because, I mean, look at this. I mean, I'm looking at it from a society's point of view. I don't know what white society do, because I'm not a part of it. Now, I know where I come from and where you come from. Shit, how many men you seeing in the homes? But I'm pretty sure every woman out there has, at some point in time, some point or another, got a check. And you know, just like I do. If they said the motherfuckers was coming, shit, what the man had to do? Pick up his stuff, get all his stuff, move his stuff out, and he couldn't be there.
No, he could.
But that would be the same. It would be the same for the white people too, though. They can't have a man
right
there and be on welfare.
That motherfucker got to move his shit out just
his,
like we
or
do.
His income would have to be included, just like any other household. They just go by income. Now if both of them there and neither one are working, then yeah, they probably could both be on welfare.
Okay, so now, like I said, once again, the original question is, white women were designed to keep a man, black women were designed to survive without one. I mean, do you feel like it's
true
to that? Just.
I mean, I guess I'm looking at it from, I was raised with a father, a stepfather in the house, so it's not like that I didn't have a stepfather in the house. Do I feel like, you know, our past has made our households, you know, it basically have destroyed our households? Yes, I do agree, because they've changed our men, which in turn changed the women.
Whoa, who changed the men?
Slavery did. I mean, if
the rules and
about,
regulations,
you know,
on how we live.
Rules on exactly. The disrespecting y'all, y'all no respect. You don't. You know what I'm saying? You have to answer
you work
at all the time.
Minimum wage and working like a slave.
You don't have no control over your family. You know, they raping your wife and your children. And I mean, how does that change? That changes men.
That also changes women, because we have to do what we have to do.
Exactly.
Y'all fail to realize is there were white slaves too. It wasn't just us. We wasn't the only race of people that was slaves. Yeah, white slaves too.
Okay, but anyway, let me ask the question about because there was a question, and I really don't want to get into that. Like, I'm on have a buzz, and I don't want to lose it. So I want to answer his question about do white women seem to have that installed in them more than black women? Yes, they do. When I was younger, I had older black women tell me, you notice how these white men, they cheat just like the black men. They do the same thing the black men do, probably, you know. But the thing is that white woman is going to get up in the morning, make his lunch, probably give him give him some head and, you know, do all the things that he wants him to do and make him feel good going to work. Now, she might do all kind of scandalous stuff when he gone. She might not, but either way it goes, she makes sure he's happy when he go to work. He gets his food and his sleep when he get home.
And this is the white woman you're talking about, right?
This is what I was shown when I was younger.
But you're
and then
to
I knew men who dated white women, and that's what they told me. They told me the same thing. He said, I could have done all kind of shit, didn't come home till late at night. She's not going to argue with me for those next couple of hours that I need to sleep so I can go to work the next day. She'll wait. She might wait, or she might even drop it. But a black woman is going to argue all the way up till you can't even get no sleep before you go to work.
But I don't think that comes from society. I think that comes from how we were raised. We were raised from parents who was raised from their parents, who were raised from their parents, and I think it has just come down the line that way.
True. LaFonda, what's happening?
What up?
What's going on with you?
Not much.
You know what? I was told by a woman. A woman told me. She said, you know what? She said that her mother and her grandmother and all her aunts, all they ever did was dog men. All they ever did was dog men. And she said, so she grew up with this negative-ass attitude towards men. Like, you don't... It don't matter. She's like, she could have got the best man that you know. She's like, oh, I love this man. I love this man. He's the one for me. And as soon as she bring him home, he ain't shit. Just like the rest of them niggas. He just like that motherfucker. He just like your daddy. He just like your uncle. He just like that motherfucker. He ain't shit. And they just distilled it to, she started trying to look and try to find faults in him. To the point where it's like, no man was good enough because all men had these faults. But, like you said, white men have the same faults. But nobody's telling them that man ain't shit. I hate to say this about my sisters, especially the older ones. But y'all got, I'm going to tell you, y'all generation got screwed. I mean, for y'all to even stay with a man, it's a miracle. I don't know how you do it because y'all generation got screwed. Not to say you per se, but y'all generation got screwed because it was so many. I mean, there was a lot of broken homes during our era, during us growing up, and it was a lot of bitter women, a lot of them. And man, I used to hear the shit, oh, that nigga ain't shit. You know, I had aunties and all that. That motherfucker ain't shit. This, that, and other blase, skippy, woo woo. You're like, God damn. Oh boy. And you'd be like, damn, I see why he left. But then the first thing. Told you he was going to leave. What you thought he was going to sit there and stay and listen to you, your sisters, and your mama dog him out?
Exactly.
I'm just saying, you know, it's like, you got to look at it like that.
All right, I want to go back to a point earlier saying that white women don't argue and all that shit. That's bullshit. I dated a white woman for 2 years. Two years we was together. And if a motherfucker came home late, she was right in your motherfucker face just like a black woman was. So that's bullshit.
Okay. Let me
and
ask
I speak
you this,
from
though,
experience.
Dog. Hold on. Let me ask you. Was she raised up around black people?
She had black friends when I met her.
Right, so you could say that she had. Okay, so it's safe to say that
some of.
Right, I mean, because, dog, I'm going to be real with you. It's like, hey, there's two different types, man. I'm serious. You got the ones that I'm not going to say want to be black, but you have some white women that's more urban. And the ones that's more urban is like, you like, okay, you're acting like them. "Quote unquote," you know, and then it's something like you don't hear that. Like she said, I ain't saying that they angels or they ain't doing nothing, but you don't hear that shit. You will hear 20 years later on your deathbed, "Yes, Johnny, I know you cheated all those times." Damn, and you ain't say nothing for 20 years.
Well, all I can do is speak from experience. And she got up in the motherfucker face just like a sister would. You know what I'm saying? That's all I can say.
Okay.
So when a motherfucker tells me.
And I'm asking, I mean, let's be real. Did she have to?
I don't think it matters if she got I don't think it matters if she grew up around black folks or not.
And I'm not saying that white women don't argue. They just know when to pick their battles and what time to shut it down.
So does black women.
And I'm not saying that black women don't either. I'm not saying that black women don't know how to treat their man, because I know how to treat a man. I do. But if I might seem like I don't, it's because I have, I might not have
one. Huh? Okay. I
said,
as long as you get that
part in there. Don't be funny. Don't be funny.
I'm just saying. No, but seriously, I mean, okay, we still eluding the question. Is the black woman, is their mind frame to survive without a man? That's the question. It's not whether who treats who. I mean, do y'all believe that society has a way of saying, okay, we're developing y'all to be single parents, where white society is like, we're developing y'all to be these good wives?
I disagree.
I don't agree.
I disagree 100%.
So you think that the
go ahead.
I was just gonna say I disagree to a point. I think it all depends on how we were raised. I don't think it's a society thing. I just think it all depends on how your parents raised you. So if you were raised in a two-parent household and you never really saw your parents fight and they had a good relationship and it wasn't all this hollering and talking about you cheating on me and all this and that, then they're not going to do that. It's your environment and how you were raised. And, of course, a lot of us blacks were not raised in them type of environments.
Which goes back to my question again.
I mean, it goes back to, you know, I mean, they come here drunk, they hate their life, they got all these kids, you know what I'm saying? The woman hate being there. I mean, it's just volatile.
But isn't that on the woman? She the one had all those kids.
Boy.
She ain't have them by herself.
It takes the man's sperm to make that actually happen. Didn't you take that?
I'm just saying. You can't be mad at me and dog me out because you got all these damn kids. That's not my fault, especially if ain't nothing on mine.
It's not just about dogging you out. I mean, you drinking too much. I mean, that's how it was back then. A lot of the men, they just drank too much. They came home. What I saw, all they did was fight. You know what I'm saying? Because he hate his life. He not getting paid like the white man getting paid. You see what I'm saying? But he working the same job. He being disrespected at work. He got to work all these fucking hours and then got to come home, take care. I mean, it was just stressful. It's more stressful in our households than it is in the white people household.
Well, you know what? Let me get my motherfucking coon on right quick and say this.
Wow.
No, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah. Let me get my coon on since I'm the coon of the motherfucking show.
No,
statement for the night.
Uh-huh.
If you mad about your life as a black man, change the motherfucker. Change it. You ain't happy about your motherfucker surroundings, your environment, move. Get the fuck out of that environment. Change it. I mean, come on, if you walk around getting drunk because you don't like how your life going, you fucked up. You're a fucked up individual. Because everybody can change. Everybody can change. I don't give a fuck who you is. You can change.
Okay. All right, I'll tell you what. Go move into that mansion you want to move into next week.
I didn't say you had to move into a mansion. I'm saying if you're not happy with your surroundings, then you can move.
Okay, everybody wants something better than what they're in. I mean, ain't none of us rich. So can you move next week?
I'm talking about the motherfuckers that's supposed to be so unhappy with their life. Them the motherfuckers I'm talking about. The motherfuckers that, like Janine say, they get drunk, they unhappy and all this bullshit. Okay, if you're unhappy about your hood, your neighborhood, the neighborhoods you live in, it might be drama every fucking day. Then move out that neighborhood. Move to another neighborhood.
Can't, that's my whole point. Everybody just can't up and move like that. You can't just up and move. I'm tired.
I understand that.
Okay, this motherfucker. Because if that's the case, then none of us would ever stay in the projects.
I understand
we
that.
We couldn't.
What I'm
our
saying
couldn't
is,
just up and move.
I understand
you think
that.
I mean,
what I'm saying is when you have the opportunity to get out of that environment, then you should get out of that environment.
Okay, that ain't what you
said,
though.
Come on.
You was like, just move.
When you 21, was you living in the projects at 21?
No, I wasn't.
No, you got the fuck out. When you got the first chance you got, you left. Same
okay.
fucking thing.
Okay, but, okay, you keep saying that, but you saying that like our parents wanted to live out there. Like, that. Oh, this is just great.
I'm not talking about
it,
our parents. That's a different time.
And
okay,
but it still goes to the same thing. Okay, let's just say, okay, I got blessed to start working and doing whatever the fuck we was doing. Okay, what if I didn't have a job? I was trying, but I just couldn't find one. Where the fuck can I move to?
Second Kumo statement of the night. You can't find one.
Oh, wow.
Man, you know what, dog?
You
right.
Just ain't looking.
You didn't just hear what I said. Because everybody don't get no motherfucking job soon as they say, I'm finna go get a job. Motherfuckers try. Motherfucker, you done been off work more than a month. You done been off work more than 2 months. You done been off work more than 3 months. It wasn't like you weren't trying. You just they just wasn't hiring you at the time. Come on, man. Take that super cool shit
right,
someplace
else. As soon as I got a job, I got the fuck out. That's what I'm saying. I mean, man, I get so tired of hearing motherfuckers always talking about.
I do.
Oh, man,
I do understand.
Can't do this. I can't do that. The white man doing this. The white man doing that. That's some bullshit. You ain't fucking
I do understand
trying.
That there are things that we can't blame on society. We have to blame on ourselves. But don't compare our faults and our mishaps to the white man. Don't do that.
I don't even know what you meant by that.
What he's saying, like...
I mean, who are you agreeing with, me and him?
I'm agreeing with you, but I can understand where he's saying, like, there is a positive with any situation, whether you black, white, or brown, or whatever the case may be. There is a chance for you to make your own decisions once you're grown, and you have a chance
okay,
to make...
But it's
now,
not... I understand that. I understand it's a chance. But, okay, that's just like, okay, I wanted to live in this big. I always said, okay, I want to live this big house on the hill. I want to do this. I want to do that. But at 18 or 19, I couldn't get that house because I had to work for it. So I had to settle for what I could afford, which was a duplex flat with father time in one room, me and my girl in the other one. So, you know what I'm saying? That wasn't no house I ever wanted to just. I never thought about when I was 12 or 13 that I'd be living in a flat duplex.
Mm hmm.
But I had
to
take what I could afford.
Exactly. I mean, I went to college, and when I came home, I was never expecting to have to put on the Burger King. I didn't even work in Burger King when I was in high school. I wasn't making above minimum wage in high school, so. To have to come back and, you know, put on the Burger King outfit, I had to do what I had to do. So it's not that easy. I know that.
Right, it's not easy as 1, 2, 3, abracadabra.
Well,
I'm in this new house.
You just made my point.
I don't work that way. What is your point? What point?
She just made my point. Okay, said you got out of college. You started at Burger King, right? The reason you took that job at Burger King is you trying to change your environment. You trying to get out of the situation that you was in when you first got out of school. Point blank. That's why you took the job at Burger King, because you're trying to change your environment.
Okay. No, dog. Well, you know what? Let's just leave this up to that. You really don't realize what you said, because you like, well, just change. Just move. Just do this. Things don't work that easy.
I understand that, man. Like, I'm saying it's going to take time. It's going to take time, but that's going to give your ass something to work for because you want to get the fuck out that motherfucking neighborhood.
Okay.
So
no,
you're going
to
get your ass up at 5 o'clock in the morning every day.
And had you said that in the beginning, I would
have. It wouldn't have been the whole conversation.
That ain't what you said. You said just move. Mm-hmm. Just go. That was your word.
Well, yeah,
because
you motherfuckers, you cut me off every time I say something you don't agree with. So what you expect? I can't get anything I want out.
Really? Come on, dog.
You brought up a prime example. You brought a prime example. When I was living with you, how long did I stay with you, dog? Honestly.
Until I got kicked out.
I don't remember it like that. But I got out of y'all house. First chance I got.
No, motherfucker.
I appreciate it.
No.
Listen to me, man. Listen to me.
You moved out when I got kicked out.
I don't remember it like that, like I said.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is,
I
appreciate y'all letting me crib there. I really do. I was in a bad spot. But first chance I got, I was gone. That's all I'm saying. I had to change my environment. I did what I had to do. I got the fuck up out of there.
But you were talking about moving from one place to another. I wasn't even talking about that when I meant being unhappy. I'm talking about people being unhappy, being with each other, miserable about the way their life turned out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and stuff like that. You know, they probably got married young. That's what they did back in the day. I was referring to my grandparents. You know, get married young. They start having kids. Your life don't turn out the way you should. You start drinking too much. Now that she working two jobs. You working a job that's not making enough money now. Looks like y'all got 11 children and y'all miserable.
Well, see, you didn't say that.
You know, back then, they not just going to walk up and leave their family. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't say that at first.
That is what I was saying.
That's what you're saying now, but you didn't say that at first, which made me say something else. Just like y'all told me. You said something different, which made me respond differently.
You just took it different.
No, I took what you said.
And that's one thing that's another thing. Just because you spoke it out of your mouth doesn't mean that it was heard the way you spoke it.
Where's LaFonda? Is LaFonda still on here?
Yeah, I'm still on here.
You awful quiet. You always got something to say. Well, I'm just checking.
I'm still on here.
Right, so, what is your opinion, LaFonda?
I don't know, because that's a subject I don't think about, because I'm adopted. So I grew up in a two-parent household, and my parents didn't act like that. Now, my biological, they probably did, but my parents didn't. I mean, they raised me to treat a man like a man and don't curse them out, so I don't.
Well, okay, goodbye. Okay, what happened?
What happened to what?
Never mind. Don't worry about it.
There's nothing wrong with me. I am single because I want to be single right now. Well, technically, I'm not even single.
We're not talking about being single. We're not talking about. Let me ask you, did your adopted parents raise you? Listen,
my parents raised me in a.
Let me ask you a question, woman. Did your adopted parents raise you to survive?
I mean,
that was the original question. As a black woman, were you raised to survive or were you raised to take care of your family?
I already knew how to raise myself, so I was raised to survive.
How old were you?
Your adopted parents raised your ass.
Wait a minute.
Hold on,
man. We got a caller. Slick Mick, what's happening?
Look. This ain't Slick Mick. This is Lamar Jessel.
Oh, same thing. What's happening, Lamar?
What's going on, man?
Shit, what's the deal, cousin?
No, mother. I ain't gonna lie. I called the show. I'm trying to see what y'all talking about. It's not like a whole lot of animosity going on right now.
I ain't no animosity. Just got a just a difference of opinion. That's all.
Okay, okay, okay. I was just trying to join the conversation.
All right, well Lamar, what do you think? Well, let me ask you then.
I mean,
what do you think about today's woman? Do you think that the black woman was brought up to survive without a man?
Right now? No, you know what? I mean, I think right now, yeah, the black woman right now, she depend on the man.
Really?
What
wow. Right.
You know what?
That's
I'm just being honest with you. Hey, truth be told, I mean, you know what? Like, most of the females out here, honestly, I think that's what they searching for right now. They're looking for a man or whatever, somebody that's going to take care of them, buy them damn Dooney and Burks and coach purses and all that. That's what I think.
No.
You know
what?
I
understand what you just said, but let me ask you this question. So you've never had a woman that you tried to holler at say some shit like, I don't need you, I can do it by myself. You've never experienced that. You never had a woman tell you that before.
You're right, but how often do you see that happen, though? How often do you see that happen?
That shit happen all the time nowadays.
I don't know what city you coming from, bro, but where I'm from, they don't happen like that.
The same motherfucker said you from.
Okay, well, that's a lot. Well, hold on.
Technically, you denounced Gary a long time ago, man. You a Minnesotian now.
Right, true.
It don't matter.
I mean, but what I'm saying is, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I found out, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what? You can pretty much, you can calm a woman down with a cup of Ciroc now.
What? What is
that?
Wow. He said you can calm a woman down with a bottle of Ciroc, man.
That new
generation. I ain't never known a woman to get calmed down off a bottle of motherfucking Mad Dog. You just threw fuel on the fire, now.
I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to piss nobody off. But I've been laying more off the rock, you know, to get the bottles of rock, you know what I'm saying? I mean, to me, it's cheaper than taking somebody out to dinner and this and that, you know what I'm saying?
I'm getting
twisted, too, you know what I'm saying? Okay, hey, Zach. Hey, Cass, my nigga. I got a question, too.
What's up?
This question. I mean, I ain't trying to change the subject, but what grown man text beef, like beef over the phone? Who do that? You know who do that? I don't know who do that.
Text beef?
They text beef, G. They text beef.
Like Facebook beef and, like, Twitter and all that shit.
Like they texting people like, I'm gangster, you know what I'm saying? But they texting it. Like, they're not calling direct. They're not talking to you in your face. They just text beefing you, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe they ain't
got
nothing.
What they going to do to you about text?
That, you know what? Any motherfucker that texts me, any motherfucker that texts me saying, I'm going to fuck you up, I got to laugh at them. Really?
Thank you.
You have to text me this?
You know what? That's all I needed to hear. That's all I needed to hear. I ain't like, you know, I mean, like that right there just made me feel like, okay, I was talking to my significant other last night, and then some things happened, and I got a little text beef. You know, it was a text beef. A damn text beef. You know what I'm saying? So at first I was about to go do something, but I'm like, it's a text beef. I ain't never knew no real gangster text beef.
Nah, I'm going to be honest with you. I can never recall me saying, you know what, man? I'm finna go handle this motherfucker right now. Put my motherfucking phone. You don't feel me, nigga.
and
I'm waiting on his response.
That's what I'm saying.
And you gotta be a damn fool to respond back.
And that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I mean, okay. Anyway, okay, let's go back to the show now. Like, I just had to get that off my chest, and I'm hoping other people are listening, too. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's just like Facebook beef. I mean, a motherfucker get on Facebook and tell you he going to whoop your ass and this, that, and the other, and you see the motherfucker in the club or whatnot, and Motherfucker don't say two words to you. But
not
then he get back on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
He get on Facebook. I should have clapped his ass. Damn.
I didn't think about it. It's like a motherfucker seeing a nigga like 2 hours before this shit right here. Before the text even came, you was right there out of eye with me 2 hours before this. I mean, you was 2 hours with this nigga. Okay, I don't know nothing. We go back to the regular subject, though. I just had to get it off my chest. I mean, I just had to put this out to these old phony-ass niggas out here text beefing, and I ain't never heard of a fucking text beef. You know what I'm saying? I never heard of a text beef. Niggas need to go to sleep. Kill themselves today.
Oh.
Well, hey, I mean.
No more suicides. No more suicides.
No,
I mean,
we talking about these emails now, though.
We
talking about these emails. No, I didn't know that. Like I said, I didn't get off my chest. I didn't get an opinion. We going back to these females though. Like I said, y'all need us, baby. You know.
he started off good, huh, y'all?
I mean,
I'm just joking, man.
It just gets deeper and deeper. The more you think about it, it's. I don't know. Do men think that women are portray ourselves to be? I don't need you, nigga, or get out my face.
Yeah,
or...
a lot of y'all. Yeah, that's why the ones that I'm gonna tell you like this, the ones that you might look at and be like, why is he with her or this that? Cause that nothing like you, not you per se. Cause it's like, I mean, you know, it's like. Like I said, society, I mean, I'll say it again. Y'all parents, aunties, and all that shit, I mean, not you, like I said, once again, not y'all per se, but y'all generation, they fucked y'all up. I mean, motherfuckers grew, I mean, growing up, all you heard is motherfucker, if you ain't got this, you ain't got this. Nobody wants to struggle, and if I could, what was the motto? I could do bad by my damn self. All right, do bad by your goddamn self.
Damn right.
Yeah, do bad by yourself then, shit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I feel like that. It's every now and then, like I said, you find a woman that can do or help, and, you know what I'm saying, do the same damn thing that you can do, like, you know what I'm saying, like meet your level. You don't find that too much often, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I mean, I understand.
Well, no, I ain't gonna, now, hold on. Because
I can say that same thing about women.
Right, because, you know, we got a lot of, and as much as I hate to say it, we got a lot of lazy-ass motherfucking men out here. We got men that sit there all day
that
play this motherfucking Xbox and this motherfucking PlayStation all motherfucking day. And, like I say, my job, I run into these motherfuckers constantly. I'm not going to even lie to you. I got to go in there and do some work in their house, and this motherfucker laying in the bed in his boxes, and I'm sitting there like, bruh, you know, can you move? Oh, shit, fam, go on. You cool? Hell, dude, get your motherfucking
ass up. I mean, on some real shit,
up.
Though, like, on some real shit, yeah, you right. You know what, on some real shit, you got some fucked up niggas out here. Nigga, I ain't going to lie to you. Nigga, what, like, a week ago, I'm riding past nigga, and I swear to God, it's a nigga outside. And his goddamn girl changing the fucking flat tire on the fucking car. That's fucking ridiculous. But you what? He just asked this shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's real shit.
Wow.
Nigga, straight on Broadway. Not bullshit. On Broadway. Motherfucker sent up there. And his girl sent up there. She on the floor changing the goddamn tire. This nigga sitting right there over. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, so you do got some fucked up niggas. The thing, what I'm saying is, I mean, like, every woman ain't independent. They might try to, some of them try to pull that role, but most of them ain't doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, they depend on.
I'm not gonna say most. I'm not gonna say you got some, but you got some that get up, go to work every day, work day, motherfucking 18, 12 hours, and do what the fuck they gotta do. But now you got some. I mean, that's gonna sit there. Yeah, you do got some that's gonna sit there and say, I ain't doing shit. He gotta do this. He gotta do that. And I mean. You know, it's like, I don't know. But you know what? And here's the thing that I've learned. The ones that get up and work the jobs, they appreciate their men better than the motherfuckers that sit in the house and do
real
nothing.
Talk.
Right. Right.
They do. They really do. Because, I mean, they know how their day goes. So, you know, they know if they didn't got their ass up and hump and bust their ass, whether you doing manual labor or you sitting at it behind a desk. All that shit, man, all that shit is stressful. You know what I'm saying? If you got to sit there and think, you know, you got meetings after meetings every day, you know what I'm saying? You like, okay. But then, the motherfucker also think like, well, damn, this motherfucker, he out here doing the same shit. He might have a manual job where he busting his ass all day. You know what I'm saying? And I think the women that's in the workforce, they do. They have a better understanding. Okay, well, I'm not going to fuck with him. The motherfuckers that sit home all day, now, I ain't going to say all, but you got a lot that will sit there all day and then nitpick. And, I mean, the simplest thing, won't even have dinner done. Won't cook dinner, won't clean the house. But you want that motherfucker, and like Lamar said, you want that motherfucker Dooney and Burke, though.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But y'all married them women too.
Say that cootie cat. God damn.
Some of y'all married them women too, so y'all can't really say, men can't say nothing, because literally, if you didn't want a woman like that, you wouldn't be dating a woman like that. Like, you got to look at it from both sides of that one, because I know plenty of men who been married a woman who don't cook, don't clean, don't do shit. Literally ain't never had a job a day in their life. Them the ones that get wiped up real quick. And
okay,
and
do she get threesomes?
That nigga that don't know about it.
Wait a minute, hold on, Lamar. Do she get threesomes?
You say, do she do what?
Do she get threesomes?
Do she get what?
Threesomes.
Do she get threesomes?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really care. I know I get up and go to work every day. Every day, not just
you,
one day.
You half-ass telling. You half-ass telling us this story. We need to know.
She was just generalizing. Like, there are a lot of women out there that don't.
I've seen plenty of women. One of my friends, I'm not going to say no names, literally, she
is
married.
Don't bring up the story. What's her name?
I'm not going to say no names.
Bring up the story.
She is married. And she cheats on a regular basis, and she is married to the fullest. She be like, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. I ain't got to work. I ain't got to do shit. He pay all the bills. She's like, the sex is whack, though. But she said she ain't leaving him because he pay all the bills, and she's driving a brand new car. She ain't got to do shit. So she said she cheats. She said she cheats just to make sure she get the dick.
Wow.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Before anybody else gets talking, I got to ask, okay, Janine, I just want your opinion on what she just said. She said her girl is whack and the dude whack and all this. I mean, what is your opinion on what